Hi, my name's Tim. Can you hear me? This thing work? I don't have a set speech or nothing. I'm a poor person. I guess, well, I remember back in 1991, I rented a one-bedroom apartment in Olympia for $172. Nowadays, you can't do that. Being a poor person in Olympia, my rights are violated sometimes on a daily basis. And I don't understand it because I'm a human too. The cops treat me with disrespect. Business owners treat me with disrespect. Individual people treat me with disrespect. I've been kicked out of stores because businesses didn't want to serve me just because I was poor. I've been arrested for crimes that nobody ever gets arrested for just because I'm poor. One time I got arrested, the cops left my bicycle on the street. And, you know, oh, they wanted my bike to get stolen that day. They did it twice. One time they got in my trailer, stole everything out of my trailer. The cops in this town violate poor people's civil rights on a daily basis. If they can't find a law to harass you with, they'll just make something up, you know. And you know, like the whole thing about this ordinance and stuff, you know, they say affirmative defense. You got to get arrested first to make an affirmative defense. And the thing is about poor people, if you don't have a verified address, you're not going to get out of jail. So, okay, I got this great defense, affirmative defense or whatever, like they say in the ordinance. But I'm going to have to spend 60 days in jail waiting to use that defense because that's how much time they have for speedy trial. So that doesn't help me. Most people are going to take the plea bargain. You know, a lot of times, you know, poor people on the streets were kind of feral. You know, you get pooped on all day long sometimes, it seems. You go into this store, you go into McDonald's or wherever, fast food, and you say, oh, I want this for here. They hand you your stuff in a paper bag. You know, that's just a little message, you know, hey, we don't want you to eat here, you know. Or you go to the coffee shop, the nice little trendy coffee shop where everybody's supposed to be real friendly to everybody, you know, and they let the poor people use the bathroom and stuff, but still you get served last. They'll delay it because nobody in this town treats poor people like human beings. You get treated with scorn and disrespect almost everywhere, and nobody really counts your voice. The thing is about poor people, though, is, you know, the free speech movement didn't start in Berkeley in 1960. It started in, like, 1920s in places like Spokane and Sacramento, where the hobos were riding into town because the IWW was organizing, and they were doing soapbox speaking, and the cops were arresting them. In the 1920s, the poor people from all over the place came down and got arrested. They came in on freight trains. And so I'm saying the labor movement, but a bunch of different groups actually had poor people as part of their decision-making power, the left, whatever. And I feel a lot of times that poor people's voice is never heard. A lot of the social service organizations don't listen to you. They just do the Band-Aids and the babysitting. And I don't really think poor people need that. I think poor people need to be empowered. And I always say, like, if one person is raised in hell, that's disturbing the peace, the cops arrest you. But if five people are, that's a political protest. So, you know, me and some other people, we founded a union buying for poor people and all that stuff. So we're trying to create dialogue with everybody, get it all together. And it's actually to empower poor people because, really, I like this thing here. It says a high correlation between poor people. And depression attributed to the stressors inherent in life on the streets. The whole thing about poverty issues, if you gave everybody a house or a place to live and shelters don't work because the shelter providers have their own agenda anyways, like Starvation Army, and they kick you out at 6 o'clock in the morning and they only let you back in at 9:30. People steal your stuff out of there. The shelter system doesn't work. We need to have affordable housing. I've seen pictures from the 1950s here in Olympia, and if you look at 4th Avenue, you see all these motel signs because there was tons of transitional housing back in the day. You know, even in the 90s, I only paid $172 for rent. You know, nowadays, I think the cheapest studio you could probably get in town is about $350, $400 plus utilities, and that's not good. There's a lot of different solutions to the problems that we can work on. And I don't think poor people should be the pariah class. You know, you know, a dog has an inherent right to pee on the streets, but I don't. But nobody will let me in to use their bathroom, you know. And some people get more disgusted than I do, you know, litter, poop in somebody, whatever. You know what I'm saying? It's there's a lot of anger and frustration involved with poor people on a daily basis from people that are supposed to be your friends, you know. And they told me in school you need three things to survive: food, clothing, shelter. Well, if you don't have those, you don't survive. Stuck out in the rainy streets of Washington with no shelter, you're going to catch pneumonia, and you're going to die. You know, you get sick. But since, and I've been reading these editorials in Olympia, and they just want to either throw me in prison or kill me or something. You know, it's like Nazi Germany. They're enacting Jim Crow laws. That's what they are, you know. They're scapegoating one class of people against everybody else. This is the problem. That's them. They don't look at all the drunk drivers coming out all the bars on 4th Avenue or the inherent problems with alcoholism anyways. They don't have adequate mental health services. They don't have a detox in this town. But Thurston County Jail is the biggest homeless shelter in Thurston County. You know, more people in Thurston County Jail are there because they're poor than anything else. You know, if you can look at the statistics, you know, I'd say about 75%, that's just a guess, of the people in Thurston County Jail are below the poverty line. And, you know, they like the drunk drivers because they pay about $2,000, get the little blow in the tube before you can start your car type thing, you know. The money's good, but I don't know. I don't know what to say. I think everybody should work with poor people on a one-to-one level. Like they were saying, look poor people in the face. But, you know, just remember, historically speaking, poor people did have a voice. And I don't know when the voice got taken away, but we got to get it back.
Listen, Clark.
Last night.